and Connor Clufford, whose birthday it was yesterday that we had mentioned along as well as Peter Cherry, has grabbed the ball to take this penalty. We're waiting for Rob Hennessy to blow the whistle to give us an opportunity to see whether Derry City will take the lead through this. Oh, he stands and he sends the goalkeeper the wrong way to make it Derry City 1, Waterford 0. Great penalty.
It was a good penalty, good run-up as well too.
So it's Clufford versus Murphy, who's had three very impressive saves so far in this second half. Up he steps, right foot, and he just takes it straight down the middle to make it Derry City 2, Waterford 0. What a great birthday this has been for Conor Clufford.
Marty McCann with the widest grand.
Well, Declan, 3 points, massive 3 points for you tonight. Put that on the words tonight.
Good performance. I thought players were excellent. I thought, you know, even without the two penalties, I thought we were very creative. I thought we were very solid at the back. I thought we were very dominant with the ball. All the things that we want. But, you know, it is what it is. It's 3 points. We have to try and make sure that, you know, we push on now and try and get a few more ones between now and the end of the season. But I'm delighted for players because their application and, you know, people questioning them today and over the last couple of days. And I thought, you know, the response they gave tonight was excellent. A lot of real high-level performances. And more importantly, a calmness about our play and, you know, a technical side their play where, you know, Waterford are coming here third in the table, having everybody saying how well they're doing. And I thought we were so dominant in the game. I don't think Peter Cherry is a save they make. So I thought we were very dominant. And let's be honest, a bit more like us.
Of course, you had to make four or five changes tonight. Was they enforced changes or was it changes?
Listen, you know, I keep saying the squad's more important than any individuals. And, you know, the guys that came on tonight, I thought every one of them played really well. It was a freshness and an honesty and a high level of quality about us. But we started a wee bit nervy for 15 minutes, which would be expected. But then when we actually settled on the game, I thought each and every one of them, and, you know, there's a couple of players out there have played three full games in 7 days. And, you know, I thought, you know, performance-wise was good, but the guys strive and continue to try and get better.
No, a few players there stood out tonight, Walter Vergier, Connor Clifford. Of course, one man that you brought back into the team tonight. He's been out for a while with injury and hadn't had the greatest of season, but have confidence to step up there and take those two penalties.
Listen, even without the penalties in the game tonight, I thought he was exceptional. Connor's he's a player that comes on every single day and, you know, works so hard at his game and loves the game. He's got a real energy for the game, a real passion for the game. I think he'll have a great future in the game even when he finishes playing. I think he's that type of boy that, you know, he just loves football. And look, the boy's had a lot of setbacks. He's an absolutely brilliant person. You know, he's a fantastic footballer. I think, you know, tonight he should be very proud of his performance. And, you know, I'm delighted that he ended up with the two goals because he's, as I say, he's a smashing lad.
Thank you, Declan.